최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about the lost snack of 붕어빵. How far have you gone to eat your favorite snack or food? 약간 먹고 싶은 음식을 위해서 어디까지 가보셨나요? Especially when you're pregnant, 그렇죠? 임신하셨을 때 재미있는 사연들이 많이 있을 텐데요. 많이 많이 보내주세요. 오늘의 제목이 이렇습니다. 그 많던 붕어빵은 다 어디로 갔을까? Where did all the fish-shaped buns go? 또 생각해보니까 그러네요, 그렇죠? 올해 못 본 것 같기도 하고. Let's break down this article. 그 많던. This article starts off by saying all the fish bread. 그 많던. Basically means there used to be so much. 그쵸? 그렇게 사랑했던. Used to love so much. 그 많던. Where did all the fish-shaped buns go? 붕어빵은 fish-shaped buns이라고. You can loosely translate it to that. It has the red bean paste filling inside. 어디로 갔을까요? Where did they all go? Now in Korea, you can kind of tell the change in the seasons by the food stalls. 그죠? 붕어빵 냄새만 맡으면 겨울이 다 왔네라고 생각을 하잖아요. 근데 요새 잘 안 보인다고 하네요. Now on social media pages, there's a huge series of hashtags such as hashtag where do you sell fish buns and hashtag where are the fish buns? There's actually 410,000 of these kinds of hashtags that can be searched nowadays. 참 거의 연관 검색어 수준으로 많이들 검색을 하고 난리 났네요. Many people are missing the taste of this fish-shaped buns that they used to eat, and there's even a website and an application on your smartphones that provides the map of these 붕세권이라고 하죠. The station area that have 붕어빵 or some sort of stall that sells this fish bread or fish-shaped bread. Now, this is an interesting thing that caused by the decrease in number of 붕어빵 stalls. And since December last year, users would share the location of the 붕어빵 stall or other winter snack stalls when they saw them. Now, this is actually kind of a good deed, I would say, that people are doing, kind of sharing information. This app allows anyone who has completed the GPS certification in their residence to register the location. But we're wondering, why have the fish-shaped bun shops become so rare? 그러니까요, 왜 이렇게 많이 없어졌을까요? Now, the biggest impact is the rise in the price of red beans. 팥이 그렇게 비싸졌다고 합니다. The main ingredient of 붕어빵 is actually the red beans, 그죠? According to the agricultural distribution information, the wholesale price of domestic red beans, which is around, let's say, 40 kilograms, was up 40% from the average price compared to last year. This is probably because, you know, COVID-19. There's been also a crackdown on illegal street vendors, making it difficult to do business. Also, less people came outside due to social distancing. So less and less were able to see these 붕어빵 stalls. And we're wondering, you know, if that's your favorite, whether or not you like 붕어빵 or not. We looked at some comments from our gram. Korean friend Jen Jin님께서는 당연히 떡볶이입니다. Favorite, 제일 좋아하는 겨울 간식, 떡볶이라고 하는데요. Seoul Moonwatcher님께서는 찹쌀, 도넛, 그리고 식혜, 그리고 우엉차인데요. 이런 거는 그래도 사실 잘 보이잖아요. I mean, you're always going to be able to find 떡볶이. But since you're not able to find 붕어빵 outside, people are trying to buy it, or make it at home, buy the ingredients. Since people can't find it, the option is to make it at home. The sales of 붕어빵 dough and fish-shaped pans increased 148% and 200% respectively. Sales of red bean paste increased by over 1,000%. So 많은 사람들이 이제 못 찾으니까, 길거리에 못 사니까 이제 홈쿡으로 그렇게 솔루션을 찾았는데요. So people are deciding to cook at home, make it at your house instead of buying it outside. And that's become a trend. According to the manager of the website, the sales of kitchen appliances such as air fryers made more and more consumers make and eat winter snacks at home. Well, wondering if that could be a solution for you guys. Do you like enjoying eating winter snacks at home? 약간 맛이 살짝 다를 것 같은데요. 사실 붕어빵이랑 뭐 떡볶이 같은 경우에는 밖에 있으면 더 맛있잖아요. There's something about eating these hot winter snacks outside. But since you can't have it, might as well eat it at home by making it yourself. That was our story for today. Stick around till the end. We've got Chef Matt coming in for Food Talk. But in the meantime, here is Voicebur, 넌 지금 어디에? Featuring 진머리. Tell me.